Yes, it sounds very much like a water charge by the back door. I mean, this is Ireland. 90% of the time we're flooded with water, with rainfall. We've just had one very dry season. I think they come about one every 15 years. So I think, you know, it's an overreaction. It's something that has been put in place, I think, before, but, you know, it's been on the books, but it's really irrelevant in a country like Ireland, and I don't think that we should go down that road, because, as you said, it's a dangerous area to move into, because this the amount of water, the cubic metres, could be reduced in time, which would affect other farmers. And Ireland is a country that has adequate water supplies. I mean, in some urban areas, the infrastructure wasn't put in place to cater for the increased developments that took place in the boom years. And that's something that perhaps government should be concentrating on, rather than putting a further tax on the farming community, which really have their backs to the wall at the moment in the last couple of years. Because if we think back over the last previous 2 years, it wasn't a drought situation we had. It was we were flooded with rainfall, more than our normal share. So I think, you know, that we need to think this one out again.
Yeah, it's interesting to note as well that at the moment the new law will come in under EU regulations next month, and there's tougher curbs on those, as we mentioned, that will be taken over 1,000 cubic metres. But at the same time, environmental experts are calling for this. But from a farming perspective, to meet all the legislation, to be on this particular database, it's going to be time consuming. And ultimately, it could lead, and indeed there's other suggestions as well under GLAS as regards animals drinking out of rivers or lakes or whatever, that it seems to be getting more and more increasingly difficult.
It is, and it's easier to place restrictions on farming than other areas. You take the wildlife. There's no restrictions on wildlife having access to drinking water in rivers and lakes and reservoirs. That's something that hasn't been done. And environmentalists may be concerned. It might be a bigger concern across Europe, where they have normally, traditionally, through the centuries, they have drier conditions than us. But, I mean, environmentalists are focusing on one area constantly, and they're focusing on the farming industry and the emissions from the farming industry, which is related to this. But then we hear in the media that they're intending to expand Dublin Airport, and there's no word of the emissions that will come from the expansion, and that's only one airport, Dublin. It's the largest in the country. But the emissions that will come from any increased air traffic in that area are not being taken into consideration at all.